1 week from today, that huge merger between AT&T and Time Warner will be complete. That's according to an AT&T attorney who spoke after a federal judge ruled yesterday that AT&T can move forward with its $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner. And that decision is expected to give ammunition to a number of other mergers in the U.S., from Sprint and T-Mobile to even the CVS Aetna deal. Robin Farzad hosts the podcast Full Disclosure and joins us now to talk more about this. Hi, Robin.
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. So AT&T, with this merger, is now going to own HBO, CNN, the Harry Potter franchise. What are the implications of this? How is it going to remake the media landscape?
Wait, don't forget, it's also AT&T is going to own Cinemax. So
You can't forget about Cinemax.
This is one of those giant gambles on distribution. I mean, Jeremy, in this case, a giant wireless network itself, a product of many mega mergers fusing with mega content. So Ma Bell and taking out HBO and Time Warner, it's really one of the crown jewels of premium content. Game of Thrones, The Sopranos, and all that other stuff on the cable dial, TBS, TNT, lots of sports.
Right. And I have to say, as a customer of both a cell phone provider, not AT&T, but a cell phone provider and a cable company, I pay for both of them right now. Is it possible that with these mergers, I'm only going to have to pay for one?
It's probable. I think it's certainly one of the mega trends that Media Watchers believes finally going to get spawned out of this. The idea that it's not just enough to have voice and internet and cable. You ideally want wireless and a rich library of content included on one bill, because that old cable bundle that, you know, people are cutting the cord wire cutters are out there and they're paying for Spotify and Netflix separately. And this has the enormous incumbents terrified.
Talk about the politics of this merger. The Department of Justice had sued to block the deal. President Trump had said the deal was not good for the country. And yet, here we are.
Oh, I don't think Donald Trump takes this stuff personally. I mean, not Time Warner owning CNN, which he loves. And think about John Oliver on HBO. And isn't Samantha Bee on TBS? Look, and that's why it's so disappointing for them that they did it under the cloak, under the patina of, like, we're protecting the consumer. And the judge just kind of came out and gave it the all clear.
Well, why did that happen, do you think?
Because everything has changed in this category right now. I mean, whoever thought that Amazon would be a giant player in media? It's not just the cable companies owning the fat pipes or the wireless companies owning the pipes. There are ways of getting past the traditional gatekeepers now that completely put this in play. And we're talking – I mean, Ma Bell was broken up when? In 1983, 1984. And now Ma Bell is reconstituting itself around content in a super fat bill.
What other companies are watching this merger?
I just think if you look at the street today, every single company in media is watching closely and having their bankers on overtime. If you look at the wireless also-rans, T-Mobile and Sprint, I mean, they're focused on shacking up in order to spend on the next generation networks that can compete with something like unlimited HBO streaming on an AT&T plan. Verizon is watching closely. You have Pure Play Media. I mean, what happens to Showtime or the strange confederation behind Hulu, which I never understood? I mean, Comcast and Disney, they're duking it out for Fox assets. And Disney is already busy trying to wall off its library from Netflix, which suddenly, if you look at its value today, is worth $165 billion. And then, Jeremy, you think about all the other cable providers and unaffiliated channels. Where do they go? How does Amazon streaming, for example, respond?
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Verizon. The CEO there actually said that buying a pay TV company is not their strategy. And the new CEO coming in is actually the current CTO, the technical officer, which suggests to some that Verizon may be more interested in focusing on upgrading its technology to 5G than acquiring a content creator.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that now. I mean, they've always charged a premium to other wireless carriers on the strength of their networks. I mean, but what happens when their subscribers start whining about AT&T throwing in HBO for free, or say another player bundling Netflix? T-Mobile even had a promotion in the spring that included a year of streaming MLB TV. I'm really curious to see how the other pro leagues respond. It's not just going to be enough to say our network is excellent. People are going to want all of this stuff packaged. The subscriber really wants you to nibble on his ear.
And even outside of media, we mentioned CVS and Aetna. The shares of CVS Health jumped today. What are we going to see in terms of mergers all across the board?
Well, the first quarter this year was tops in history for global mergers and acquisitions. And a lot of that was prodded by record markets and all that cash unleashed by Trump's tax reforms. Wall Street Today is just abuzz with this idea that this administration is going to think twice about opposing other mega mergers after this very emphatic AT&T decision. So read into it what you will.
Don't they always say that the mergers and acquisitions peak right before the markets start to go down? Everybody wants to sell high.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a shoe shine to recommend a stock or something. Get one of those other signals for me to kind of liquidate my brokerage account, but I'm not sure we're there yet.
Do you think, Robin, final word here, that this is good for consumers or bad for consumers?
I think it's great because you are going to see a bigger bundle, and I don't think that people are necessarily comfortable paying $300 or $400 right. on a bundle if you have that quintuple play. They're going to demand more. They're going to demand perks. You're going to see people calling into Verizon and demanding retention. What are you going to give me? Well, I got to spend another $20 for this streaming thing. You're not bundling. It's going to cause a whole new wave of consolidation.
It's Robin Farzad, who hosts the podcast Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure, sir.